This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. You got Sam and Jason with you on this Sunday morning. Boy, it's been rain has come through the area. We still got some rain out there, but the really, really heavy stuff with the high winds, and we got some power outages. I think Georgia Power says around 123,000 customers without power right now. Hopefully they get that back on. Hopefully it's not affecting you wherever you are, and glad that you're with us on this Sunday morning. Yep. Okay. I know you had high school soccer last night, but it's the beginning of the spring sports.
We're at the very beginning on that side.
Very beginning. But then you got your winter sports that are headed for the state championships with some already. We've had wrestling, but we'll tell you how that ended up at the top of the hour. But it's time for the state tournament for basketball, and the guy who is just chomping at the bit and ready to go is Kyle Sandy, who joins us now. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Well, the lights are on, and that's a good thing. I hope all is well where you are.
Yes, yes. Everything is well up here in northeast Georgia. I did not even know that we have a lot of storms going on down there, so I hope everyone's being careful. And like you said, everyone has power this morning.
I think you were in that pocket of the state that you were spared from it, Kyle.
Yeah, for once we get spared. Usually we get hammered with snow or this, that, and the other. So I'm not used to being in the quiet part.
You're in the lucky part of the state this morning.
That is great. Talk about this week that's coming up. What you've seen this past week during the region tournaments, and now we're all ready to the march on Macon begins this week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it was a exciting week of basketball as usual. And as we mentioned last week, it is very difficult to beat teams 2, 3, 4 times. And we saw that all throughout the state. There were a good handful of upsets across boys and girls basketball. I think the biggest one that really caught a lot of people's eyes, I know it caught my eye, and I think it was probably the biggest upset in the state, was how about Milton, a traditional power on the boys' side, came into the region tournament. I think they were probably ranked in the top three in their classification. They fall to the 3-4 game after they were upset by Lanier, a team that was hovering around 500. So Milton, as a 3 seed, is definitely not what you want to see if you are in the postseason. So Riverwood, the defending state champs in class, I guess it's 5A now, they have to see Milton, a team that has obviously been a 1 seed type team all season long in the first round. So stuff like that always happens this time of year. You always see your brackets flipped upside down, but that was probably the biggest result this past week that really caught my eye.
What do you put some of those upsets like that down to, Kyle? Is it parity around the state? Is it just the level of talent is getting better and it's a little more spread out, or is it just one of those years?
I think it's just familiarity. When you see teams 3-4 times, you know exactly what they're going to run. You know what their style of play is. You're used to it by now. You kind of can ready yourself for that. And at this time of year, let's be honest, you have to have luck on your side. You got to stay healthy. You have to have a couple shots bounce your way. It's crazy. I mean, I was watching some games last night. We had Dublin and Southwest Macon go into triple overtime, which was a wild affair that Southwest Macon ended up pulling out. Another game, how about Model versus Temple? Temple was up by about 11 points in the fourth quarter. They miss a free throw late, leave it at a 3-point game with about 5 seconds left. Model races the ball down the floor and then banks in a 3-pointer from just inside the half-court line to send that game to overtime, and Model ends up winning the region championship. So, as I mentioned, teams that play to the final buzzer, they usually put themselves in a great position to have luck go their way, and it's just really, really, really tough to beat good teams multiple times.
You said that was a bank? The bank's not open on Saturday evenings. Come on, man. Did they call that shot?
I could not hear on the YouTube broadcast, but I'm sure they might have whispered it.
Yeah, folks, we're spending time this morning with Kyle Sandy. He is social. You can find him at KyleSandy355 or at Sandy Spiel for everything right now. You know, high school basketball that's coming in this tournament. How about on the girls' side? Who'll be watching and who's come through very well?
Oh, yes, another exciting time of basketball. How about Grayson, the Grayson Rams, the girls? I know they won the state championship last year. They're undefeated throughout the season. A team that was going into this year, thought they were going to be good, didn't think they would be right back at the level of last year, but Coco Rudolph moves in the middle of the season, another D1 player to pair with Tatum Brown, who was a region player of the year, and Coach Tim Slater has the Rams rolling. They go through that region tournament. and win another region title. They held off Newton 50-44. So Grayson, who lost their first game of the season to Cherokee, has not lost a game since. And speaking of Cherokee, as we just said, oh, it's hard to beat a team three times. Cherokee beats North Paulding, who was number one in the state this year, 49-48 after a late missed free throw from North Paulding. So it is just so, so tight in these classifications. Again, we got the six classifications instead of the seven now, so it's condensed, more good teams and regions. So you're going to see a lot more competitive games, I feel like. Maybe not as much when you get to the power ranking system where you only have like 33 teams to pull from and 32 are going to get in. There's going to be some tough matches in the first round for like the private schools and stuff, but then these 6A, 5A, 4As, there's going to be slobber knockers. I know we used that term last week, but there's going to be some big heavy-hitting matchups in the first round. Yes, sir.
You mentioned it on the boys' side with Milton. Is there a team on the girls' side that maybe fell in that region tournament that could be a big surprise from a lower seed spot?
Just based on things that happen out here, like I'm looking at teams like, you know, Jackson County, of course. We got to give them a shout out, a three seed. They got a tough draw. They're heading to Veterans, who's got a really good player in Narayan Nelson that can score 40 points per game. Other than that, for the most part, looking at things, how about Warner Robins? I mean, they didn't fall to a three or a four spot, but Warner Robins was undefeated the entire year, and they lose to Ware County in the region championship. So Warner Robins girls heading into the postseason at, I believe, what are they looking at, 24-1, and they don't even get the region championship. They settle for a two seed. But looking at how the bracket plays out, maybe it wasn't the worst thing in the world. I know they got a tough matchup with Southwest Academy in the first round, but outside of that, they might have a bit of a athletic advantage moving forward. They play very aggressive. Trinity Thomas is a great player that can go the length of court and take over games. So maybe doing that, avoiding that side that has Marist and Creekside, if Warner Robins can win out, they'll see only one of those two teams on the other side of the bracket in the state championship if they get there. Easier said than done.
Yeah, definitely easier said than done. All right, where are you headed? Because you usually all over the place. As far as games, have you picked out the places you're going to go to starting out?
I have not yet. I know for one location on Tuesday, I will be in Middle Georgia, and I will be watching the Veterans Warhawks against the Jackson County Lady Panthers. You know the reasons why for that.
Yep, absolutely.
But other than, yes. Other than that, I really have to take it day by day. And, of course, game times are still getting finalized. So I will decipher that in a little while. But when it's this week, it's just, you know, just try to keep your head above water, get all the scores and fill out your brackets and then go from there. But, of course, remember, we are still waiting for those power rating system brackets to come out today, which will come out in the afternoon starting at around like 2 o'clock or so. They'll have Zoom meetings and let coaches know, okay, this is exactly who you're going to play. And it's going to be tough for those small schools because, again, you only get 1-2 days max of preparation to grab game film, to scout out, and then you'll have, again, out of those 1 or 2 days, tougher on the girls than it is on the boys. Maybe one day of practice to go over a scout and prepare. But that's something to keep an eye on later on today when those brackets do get released for those other classifications, because we only have about maybe four of the classifications that don't use the power rating system filled out, but everything else comes out later today.
Yeah, that new system, for people who are getting caught up and kind of jumping into this at this stage, explain it a little bit as to how that works.
Yeah, so it's a whole big algorithm, and the GHSA does a good job of explaining what is going on. You can go onto their website and click their state playoff power ranking system, and it tells you exactly where you land in that. It's based on winning percentage, opponents winning percentage, opponents winning percentage. So it's a whole algorithm, and it dictates who is going to be where, seeding the teams 1-32. It's not going by the region finish. It's not the top four teams automatically necessarily go in that order. So you're going to have it more so ranked based on that algorithm. So it's going to be interesting. Again, on the very smaller classifications on the private side, pretty much everyone's going to go in, but others you're going to have some at-large bids when you consider some of these classifications where you have a lot of private schools in there. You had to pull them out to put them in their own separate state tournament. So you're talking about, okay, there's going to be maybe four or five at-large bids. And then determining on how you finish in your region tournament, that'll tell you as well. So I think everyone, it's a learning process for everybody this year. It's a little bit complicated. But once you're able to see it, touch it, feel it, we'll get more of an idea of how it's going to shape up. But I've seen some projections. There's been some people that have done some great jobs of logging all the data and projections to see what they think the state tournament brackets are going to look like. And that's going to be fun to see exactly how accurate those projections are.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see
state tournament time.
I'll be really interested to see your feedback after that comes out because, you know the game better than anybody around the state. And I always wonder if the equations are going to match up the eye test that we all have.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, I don't think it will. But, hey, at the end of the day, good teams got to beat good teams. But
true.
It's going to be interesting.
And then there's Buford, who's offering people ice cream to come to the games with white towels. They got to deal with DQ, right?
Yeah.
And say, let's
ice
show
cream?
People the blizzard. When other teams get this, ready to shoot free throws, bring a white towel and move the towels.
Okay.
I
like it.
You see that? What did you think of that, man? That's a little creative and a little different. What'd you think of that, Kai?
you never put anything past Buford. They will pull out all the stops this time of year. Both those teams won region championships in thrilling fashion. The girls won by two over Mill Creek, and then Collins Hill missed the layup at the buzzer, and the Buford boys won. So two thrilling games. So, yeah, bring out the blizzards. Bring out the chicken tenders. I love those chicken tenders, those chicken fingers from Dairy Queen. Might have to get those involved as well. But, yes, going to be a good environment over there at Buford.
Highly underrated chicken tenders.
See, oh, 100%.
See. All right. Look, man, we appreciate you spending some time with us on this Sunday morning. And I'm going to tell Greg that he missed it because Greg is on assignment. We won't say where he is.
Oh.
We think he's hiding out. He's down the highway at Bucky's, probably hiding out. But anyway, we got Jason and we're having a great time this morning. And glad that you spent some time with us. Let's have a great week. We're going to be following you, especially after later today, to see what you feel about the power rankings. And so thanks so much for joining us. We've been keeping up with you on the road to Macon.
Hey, thanks, guys. Stay safe out there.
You too. Thanks so much, Kyle.
All right. That is Kyle Sandy and keeping up with everything that's happening. This is his time of year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? State championship. You cover it all season.
Hey, sports fans. It's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.